Good afternoon, and welcome to IZEA's Q1 2018 earnings call. I'm Ryan Schram, Chief Operating Officer at IZEA, and joining me today is IZEA Chief Financial Officer Leanne Hitchcock and IZEA Founder, Chairman, and CEO Ted Murphy. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. Yesterday, the company issued a press release with details pertaining to our first quarter 2018 performance. It and all of IZEA's investor information can be found on our investor relations website, izea.com/investors. Before we begin, please be advised that during the course of today's earnings call, our management team will discuss IZEA's business outlook and make forward-looking statements regarding the company that are pursuant to the safe harbor provided by federal securities laws. These statements are predictions based on our team's expectations as of today. Actual events, results, or trends could differ materially from our forecast due to a number of risks and uncertainties, including those mentioned in our most recently filed periodic reports with the SEC. The company and our management team assume no obligations to update any forward-looking statements made in today's call. In addition, our update today will refer to certain non-GAAP financial measures, specifically gross billings and adjusted EBITDA. A discussion and reconciliation of those measures to the most directly comparable GAAP measure is presented in our most recent Form 10-Q, available under SEC filings in the Investors section of izea.com. With the appropriate disclosures out of the way, I'm pleased to introduce IZEA's Chief Financial Officer, Leanne Hitchcock, to provide a summary of the company's performance from the first quarter of 2018. Leanne?
Thank you, Ryan, and good afternoon, everyone. IZEA reported first quarter 2018 revenue of $3.9 million, compared to $4.8 million in the first quarter of 2017. Revenue for managed services, accounting for 97% of total revenue in the quarter, decreased 19% to $3.8 million in 2018, compared to $4.7 million in 2017. Lower revenue was the result of lower initial annual commitments from larger customers, along with less sales and a fewer number of smaller customers running short-term campaigns. Managed service revenue also decreased by approximately $200,000 due to the change in the timing of revenue under the new accounting standard ASC 606, which we adopted in January 2018. This revenue should be recognized later in 2018 as the marketing campaigns are completed. Under the old accounting standard, revenue was recognized at a point in time as services were delivered. Under ASC 606, revenue is recognized over time based on a cost-to-cost methodology to determine percentage of completion for the services. This change creates a timing difference in when our revenue is recognized. Content workflow, accounting for 2% of total revenues in the quarter, decreased 38% to $63,000 in Q1 2018, compared to $102,000 in Q1 2017. Bookings from managed services in Q1 2018 were $5.7 million, compared to $6.4 million in Q1 2017. Revenue backlog at the end of the quarter was $10.3 million. Revenue backlog consists of $6.3 million in unbilled bookings for campaigns which have not yet started, as well as unearned revenue of $4 million for campaigns that have been billed but are not yet complete. Cost of revenue as a percentage of revenue increased from 48% in Q1 2017 to 56% in Q1 2018. Our cost of revenue consists primarily of direct costs paid to our third-party creators who provide services and our fixed internal personnel costs for those primarily responsible for fulfillment of our obligations under our managed services. As managed service revenue fell, our fixed internal fulfillment costs increased to 16% of revenues. Total costs and expenses were $5.8 million in Q1 2018, compared to $7.5 million in Q1 2017. Our total costs and expenses as a percentage of revenue improved from 156% in Q1 2017 to 149% in Q1 2018, as we reduced marketing costs and public relations spending and incurred lower personnel costs and non-cash general and administrative expenses. Net loss in the first quarter of 2018 was $2 million, or 35 cents per share, as compared to a net loss of $2.7 million, or 49 cents per share in the prior year quarter, an improvement of 25%. Adjusted EBITDA for the first quarter was a negative $1.8 million compared to a negative $2 million in the same period last year. As of March 31st, we had $2.8 million in cash on hand and stockholders' equity of $3.7 million. Receivables at the end of the quarter were $3.3 million, and we had accessed approximately $731,000 of our $5 million credit facility with Bridge Bank. I will now pass it over to Ryan to provide some additional commentary.
Thanks, Leanne. The start of 2018 certainly hasn't been without its challenges, some of them being frustratingly unexpected or out of our team's control. This includes a rash of recent budget reductions from existing commitments driving refunds or cancellations, as well as a noticeable shift in investment strategy from our clients from annual to quarterly investment thresholds. In some cases, this has actually led to larger annual spends, but spread across the year on a projected basis. Because of those factors, as well as the fluctuating staff size and pipeline conversion inconsistency, our client development team leaders are continuing down the path of diligently rebalancing our sales efforts to benefit from the widest spectrum of deal flow possible. Those efforts will be felt over the course of multiple quarters, not months, given the time required to properly prospect, vet, and close different types of customers. However, Q1 presented us with evidence that our approach is beginning to positively impact our business in a number of ways. To that end, I'm pleased to report that Q1 provided several new milestones for IZEA and our client development organization, most notably on new opportunity pipeline creation and average deal size. The business's new opportunity pipeline, or the total value of proposals placed in front of clients, was $36 million in Q1. That's a company record. That was also a 26% increase in activity from the same period in 2017. As we've reported on previous earnings calls, IZEA continues to see impressive growth of average deal size from contracts closed within a particular quarter. This effect was particularly notable during the first quarter, as our average deal size climbed 50% to $57,000 over the first quarter of 2017. To be fair, this increase can be viewed in two ways. First, a terrific job by our sales team to demonstrate value to existing and prospective customers to warrant access to larger budgets, or a potential risk by increasing the company's dependence on larger deals, as we mentioned during the Q4 earnings call last month, which can create lumpiness and performance month to month. During the quarter, we closed just over 100 new opportunities from brand and agency clients, including a seven-digit commitment from a travel and tourism company that represented a 29% year-over-year budgetary increase from the same period in 2017. Excellent progress. We also welcomed new business from a leading packaged food manufacturer, as well as supported the on-site execution at the 2018 Consumer Electronics Show for a global leader in e-commerce, both of which were six-digit investments. Moreover, the team continues to drive new and existing business ratios, working hard to win new clients, but just as importantly, retain them by locking down return commitments. On the expansion front, our small to medium business, or SMB, content subscription sales team, and our software as a service partnership sales team that we announced during the Q4 earnings call are right on plan from an initial performance perspective. The SaaS team, based largely out of our Chicago regional office, commemorated the quarter with a handful of new partner clients using our IZEA X platform, including a top 10 public relations agency coming aboard to utilize IZEA X for all of their influencer marketing executions. We're excited about the potential for these groups as 2018 progresses on. That said, the competitive environment around IZEA has never been more intense. From our own competitive research, there are now close to 200 companies of varying size, from bootstrap to venture-backed, in the influencer and content marketing space, whether in the form of a managed services offering or a SaaS licensing model. As we look to Q2 and beyond for this year, the keys for our team remain simple amongst a complex and increasingly fragmented industry. First, to continue to realize and benefit from the entirety of the investment we made in human capital across all three of our sales teams: managed services, SaaS partnerships, and SMB. Second, for our managed services team members to be able to upsell and cross-sell both influencer and content marketing to our clients, as well as amplification through our Promoted Posts offering. And third, to recognize and leverage what makes IZEA both unique and powerful, being a technology-first organization with world-class engineering talent driving innovation and providing efficiency for both our team members when executing campaigns, as well as the clients who use that same platform. Now, for some additional insight on IZEA and for perspective on the road ahead for the company, I'll turn the call over to my colleague and IZEA's Chairman and Chief Executive, Ted Murphy. Ted?
Thank you, Ryan. We have had to make a number of adjustments to our operations over the past few quarters. Q1 was rough as expected, and Q2 will be a bit rough as well. But we believe there are positive indicators that point to a light at the end of the tunnel. From new clients and strategic initiatives to enhanced software capabilities, there are a number of very exciting things happening at IZEA right now. I want to take a moment to speak about the broader picture for IZEA and our industry. 12 years ago, I launched PaperPost.com, the first marketplace that paid bloggers to create content for brands. That company later became IZEA, and we pioneered the development of the modern influencer marketing industry. That industry has thrived, but in doing so, it has become incredibly fragmented. There are hundreds of companies in the influencer marketing space alone, and perhaps even more in the custom content space. The vast majority of companies in the influencer marketing space are executing programs with little or no technology in a traditional agency model. This traditional agency model is filled with waste, often lacks editorial control and governmental compliance, and is void of the integrated measurement and optimization tools required to maximize return on client investment. On the other hand, there are companies that build software platforms to help automate aspects of influencer marketing and content creation. These companies believe that technology is the long-term key to scalable programs and efficient marketing spend. The investment in technology is made with the conviction that both agencies and brands will eventually manage all of their programs through an integrated technology platform rather than emails and spreadsheets, a phenomenon that has already taken place in online media buying. Technology companies are bearing the cost of building software and marketing a software solution in an industry that is still relatively young. Online display has more than a decade of industry development over sponsored social content. While more and more buyers are in the market for a technology solution every day, we have a long way to go as an industry. I believe that our industry must be consolidated. Most of the companies investing in platform development are unprofitable and have been challenged to generate enough revenue to offset the cost of building a complete software set. Or they have been forced to build a niche solution that doesn't address the full market need. Based on our knowledge, we believe the overwhelming majority of influencer marketing platforms generate very little in annual revenue, but they are marketed as the biggest and the best. The amount of noise in our channel is deafening, as both marketers and creators have a difficult time separating the wheat from the chaff. I see this as both a tremendous challenge and an opportunity. We are all fighting for the same customers. We are all spending sales and marketing dollars to compete aggressively with each other. we are carrying the same overhead and administrative costs, and most importantly, investing significant engineering resources to build platforms that are trying to solve the exact same customer problems. We are very aware of the software landscape and have had the opportunity to review the software offered by many of our competitors. While every platform has strengths and weaknesses, it is very clear that teams are trying to build the same types of things in different ways. The utility of the end tool set will ultimately be similar in capabilities, as will the challenges and costs associated with developing those capabilities. Building, maintaining, and improving a software platform is expensive in general, but it gets more expensive when your platform is connected to other platforms that are constantly evolving. In the worlds of influencer and content marketing, the environment is relentless, with ever-changing APIs, datasets, and formats that require refactoring of tools. On top of that, you are maintaining a dynamic marketplace where the inventory refreshes daily, as do the requirements of the buyers. The amount of wasted effort and money between the players in our space is significant. There is duplicative spending among competitors on things that don't deliver end customer value, and I believe it is the primary thing holding back the widespread adoption of platforms by marketers at agencies and brands alike. It is my belief that we will see meaningful shifts in our industry over the next 24 months. And as the only public company in our space, we have a unique platform to build upon. Our management team is excited by where our industry is going and our place in it. We believe that a company with a more robust software platform, an expansive network of creators, superior customer service, and efficient operations has an opportunity to capture a meaningful portion of spend in both influencer and content marketing. Thank you for spending your time with us this afternoon. I would like to open up the call for Q&A.